A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? There is much in this chapter about this very theme, man's wisdom and God's wisdom. We looked previously at the so-called wisdom that was to be found at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that which Adam and Eve were just pulled into, how they fell into the devil's trap. They began to discuss the question. They began to, in a sense, debate with the serpent. And so they were pulled into it. And it was regarding this very question, wisdom. The wisdom that you would get from this tree of knowledge of good and evil. They didn't need any more knowledge. Their only knowledge was good. They didn't have the tendency, the bias towards sin which you and I have because of the DNA. All manner of sin entered into Adam and Eve when they took of this fruit, for it was not the wisdom of God. Even though Lucifer promised they would be like God, instead they became the opposite of God. They became like Lucifer, cast out of the garden, as Lucifer was cast out of heaven itself, and forever is headed for hell. And this wisdom of man is still our problem today. We still think that we need to be wise. I remember at university, it was quoted the first day there, read by the chaplain of the university, seek wisdom above all else, quoting from Proverbs, but a twisted version, because it's not just in academics that we find wisdom. In fact, God leaves that aside. It's not that we are to become stupid and silly, but we are to firstly seek God's wisdom. And here the Lord says, regarding the cross, regarding salvation, only His wisdom will stand. All other wisdom, even the discernment of the discerning, God says, I'll thwart. I, in other words, will ignore it. The problem was with Adam and Eve that all manner of sin, the Tower of Babel was bound up in their hearts. The sins of the generation of Noah was bound up in their hearts. And every sin today entered in because of the eating of this tree. We need to seek the tree of life, which is found in the Lord Jesus.